the BOTUS podcast. I am Jacek from BOTUS, and today I am bringing to you Dr. Rafaela Scariacci from Brazil. Dr. Rafaela Scariacci is an oral and maxillofacial surgeon, and she comes from the city of Curitiba in the south of Brazil. She's also a professor at the University of Positivo in Brazil and a professor at the Federal University of Paraná. So it's a great pleasure to have her here today. She will be interviewed by my colleague Maria. Maria here at BOTUS is responsible for the Latin American market. She herself is a dental professional. She's a periodontist, and she's also got a PhD in biomedical science. So I'm now handing over the words to my colleague Maria.
So hello to all our hearers. I have the pleasure of talking today with one of my personal heroes. This woman never sleeps. Hello, Rafaela.
Hello, Maria. It's a pleasure to participate with you in this podcast.
So maybe I can start saying that we are Latin American women. English is not our main language, so we are so sorry for our accents.
Yes, it's real.
So I was very impressed when I met you because you hold such a strong career record, and maybe historically, oral and maxillofacial surgery has been a man's world. How did you get to choose this specialty?
Okay, first of all, thank you for the comments, Maria. You impressed me a lot too. Well, when I was in the university, I was lucky to have two great oral and maxillofacial surgeons as my professors. They inspired and helped me to follow this career.
Oh, that was very nice. And actually, they got a very, very successful student. So between your publications, you describe a novel surgical technique or approach to overcome aesthetical pitfalls during orthognathic surgery, the grab technique. How did you or your team come up with this idea?
Oh, okay, this technique is very, very interesting. Our team, composed by four surgeons, Leandro, Aline, Luciana, and I, had this idea based on the perception of the aesthetic results of some orthognathic patients. There were times that we didn't like the facial profile results, mainly in the lower third of the face. Patients who required big changes in the structure of the chin sometimes would present an accentuated lagomental groove after genioplasty, and that wasn't good, Maria. This is the main reason why we have decided to develop a technique to attenuate this. This technique was published last year in the journal of Craniofacial Surgery. Basically, the technique consists in wrapping the bone graft with a membrane and putting this wrap over the patient's bone. Do you understand?
Yeah, I think that is what is the most interesting part of this technique.
Yes.
That it needs the use of a biomaterial, and it's even using them in an unconventional way.
But actually, it's a different way.
Yeah, but actually there aren't many publications about the use of biomaterials in OMS. Why do you think this is the case? Why do you think there isn't a consensus about the use of biomaterials in orthognathic surgery or oral maxillofacial surgery in general?
Okay, there aren't many publications about the use of biomaterials in orthognathic surgery. In the last search on PubMed, there are only 4 papers published on this. We will still need more research in this field. Since there are no clear guidelines at the moment, it's important to use the biomaterials in a conscious way. Differently, in facial trauma, there is more established literature indicating the proper use of biomaterials in specific cases. And when we talk about reconstructions of the bone, regardless of the etiology, the use of biomaterials combined with other techniques is very clear in the literature. There are a lot of publications about the subject. To sum up, Maria, we have a lot of information on facial trauma and reconstruction, but not so much in orthognathic surgery about the use of biomaterials.
That's true. I even remember that we were together in an event and we were presenting the same meta-analysis, the same paper. There is not too much published. But what about new trends? What is your experience?
Yes, there are new trends. The main trends are in orthognathic surgery, Maria. At the moment, we are using biomaterials in this type of procedure in some specific situations that in the past weren't used. We didn't have the knowledge back then. One example that I can mention is when we have bone defects greater than 3 to 5 millimeters after osteotomy. When the gap is filled with bone graft, it is known that this can promote union and increase skeletal stability. Another example using these materials, mainly membranes, is to act like a barrier in order to avoid gingival defects. It is possible to use biomaterials, as I've mentioned before, to improve aesthetic results of the procedures, like in the RED technique, for example.
Yeah, and have you tested maybe even this technique with any commercially available membranes or bone grafts?
Yes, I have. I used a lot of JSON membrane and Cerabone in orthognathic surgeries. My team has been following some patients for almost a year who were submitted to orthognathic surgery and used these biomaterials to fill gaps or to improve aesthetic results. This series of cases will still be followed for 2 more years. This follow-up is based on clinical examination of patients and tomographic imaging every 6 months. So far, we have good results for all the patients with no complications. It's very interesting.
Wow. So what do you think are the features that a perfect biomaterial should meet?
Okay, this depends on the biomaterial and its use, Maria. In oral and maxillofacial surgery, membranes should have easy manipulation, be resistant, and have long barrier time. The membrane size should also be considered. In the market, there are a lot of small membranes because of the implantology area. In my area, sometimes the bigger membranes are needed and they are hard to find in the market. As I told you before, the past, I talked to you a lot about this.
Yeah.
For the bone grafts, the main desirable feature is height hydrocele. With this, we have more stability of the procedure.
Ah, that's nice. And actually, so maybe you commented about hydrophilicity. So that means that you liked maybe our JSON and our Cerabone. What did you like the most about these two materials? And how did you come to make a study for bodies?
Oh, okay. This is very interesting. I had a very interesting story about this. I'm a consultant of a company in Curitiba that works with material for orthognathic surgery, especially in plates and screws. Do you know?
Yeah.
Yes. This company works with biomaterials too. At what point the company asked me to start using and evaluating a new membrane in Brazil? That happened to be JSON membrane.
Ah, wow.
Yes, it's a very interesting story. After that, I was asked to use Cerabone as well. I really like to manipulate these materials and the results obtained by their use. In the sequence, the CEO from the company that I work for introduced me to Marcelo Turato, who works for Botiz Strauma in Brazil. Turato presented me all the Botiz biomaterials and talked to me about all the possibilities related to research with these biomaterials in my field, oral and maxillofacial surgery, not implantology. He scheduled a meeting with you in the International Congress in Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery that happened to be in Rio de Janeiro last year.
Yeah, I remember the ICOMS.
Yeah, the icons, yes. To make the long story short, during this meeting, we talked a lot about the possibilities of the research in neurosurgery. You are very intelligent and an enthusiastic person, and I felt... Sorry, my phone. And
yeah, no worries.
Yeah, yes. And I felt that we had a lot of in common.
Oh, yeah. You're making me blush. Thank you so much.
We are very, very, very practical and very passionate about what we do.
That's true.
Yes. There, on the last day of the Congress, I remember, Aline and I present to you the project to use Botis biomaterials in patients who required orthognathic surgery. 3 months later, you came to Curitiba in another Congress and brought us all the products to put the research in practice. As I mentioned before, we are still following up these patients and the team is very, very excited about the possibilities.
Thank you so much for your kind words. I might, because this is, as we have been talking, I have been mentioning, this is a topic that there is not much research about. And
yes,
to maybe conclude our short interview and maybe seed some other topics for another set of interviews, I would like to ask you if you have been using biomaterials in other uses which are not orthognathic surgery.
Oh, perfect, Maria. It's nice. We have another project currently happening with cleft and palate patients. In this project, we are working with a different membrane called mucoderm to help with the closure of oronasal fistulas. Currently, we are not performing these surgeries because of the pandemic situation this moment. So we don't have the final results yet. What we have obtained so far brings good perspectives. Besides that, the most recent project is still being written. This project involves 2 reference services in facial trauma, one in Curitiba and one in Londrina, another big city also in the south of Brazil. This project will use JASO membrane in the floor of the orbital fracture in order to avoid herniation of orbital contents into maxillary sinus. With this research, we expect to make it possible to replace the titanium mesh by a JASO membrane in the reconstruction of the floor.
How exciting! I'm really looking
yes.
forward to see the results.
I'm excited with this too.
Well, thank you very much for everyone that was paying us attention. If you would like to learn more about the use of our biomaterials in orthognathic surgery, you could see Rafaela's webinar. Then it's going to be in the 15th of July, but you can always find them recorded on our Botis Academy webpage. Thank you so much, Rafaela, for your kindness and time. We're looking forward to continue our collaboration.
Oh, I'd like to thank you, Maria, for the opportunity to work on all these great projects with great materials. I feel very lucky that I met you in that Congress in Rio de Janeiro. Also, thank you for the audience who is listening to us. Thank you.